This is Hawaii Rising, a podcast from the Hawaii People's Fund. I'm Siyuno Amos.
I'm Kenji Cataldo.
Today we're speaking with Kahealani Collins, a ko'okua with Kalao Ke Kahuli.
Kalao Ke Kahuli supports Native Hawaiian and Pacific Islander pregnant, birthing, and postpartum people by providing culturally based perinatal support and education. Through Ka'a Mana Mentorship Program, Cohort Elua, they seek to continue directly addressing Native Hawaiian and Pacific Islander disparities in birth outcomes by sustainably growing the number of Kalao Ke Kahuli ko'okua. These new ko'okua will contribute to the regeneration of a culturally rooted, extended ohana network by continuing to offer free, high-quality, and culturally competent perinatal care and services accessible for the advancement of the Lahui and Pasifika communities.
In this interview from February, we heard about Kahealani's personal experience going through the mentorship program with Kalao Ke Kahuli, and also got a sense of how the organization's work is growing. So today we get to speak with Kahealani about the work of Kalao Ke Kahuli. Could you just start off by introducing yourself and maybe telling us a little bit about your involvement with Kalao Ke Kahuli?
Yeah, of course. Thank you to Yuna and Kenji for having me. My name is Kahealani Collins. I grew up on the Big Island of Hawaii, the Puna area of Hawaii Island. So I currently live on Kauai with my kane and our soon-to-be four keiki. And I am a ko'okua with Kalao Ke Kahuli. We are a nonprofit compiled of all Native Hawaiian kanako iwi wahine, and we provide free birth services to kanako iwi and Pacific Islander ohana.
Awesome. Thank you for joining us today. And for our listeners, can you explain what a ko'okua is and what that responsibility looks like?
Yeah, of course. So ko'okua, if we break that word down to ko'o and kua, ko'o means to support, and kua is your back, that spine. So ko'okua literally means back support. So I love this word because it can be applied to all things, really, like even beyond birth and pregnancy. Ko'okua really is like, I got your back. Like, I got you. You are in good hands. I am your ko'okua. I got your back. So in light of birth work, ko'okua acts as a birth support person. So I'm there to do whatever it is you need me to do, be there and hold you, and your ohana, in ways that, support you physically, emotionally, spiritually. Kind of whatever role you need someone to step into, that's what I'm there for.
Wow, mahalo for explaining that. And I'm curious just how you originally got involved with Kalao Ke Kahuli and how you came to this work.
Yeah, so birth work in particular is something that I've always been like really excited about, really passionate about ever since I was little. I always imagined like having a birth center or being a midwife specifically. But there wasn't like a real clear path to that for me. I never wanted to leave Hawaii. that wasn't going to be an option for like the amount of schooling that it would take to become a midwife. Having children was just, it's not an option for me right now. Maybe when my kuleana, if it is ever Paul, with raising babies, maybe one day down the road, but there wasn't really like a clear like path to midwifery for me. So my ho'aloha, who's been my kōkua now for probably like nearly 20 years, my best friend, she knew this, and she found Kalao Ke Kahuli on Instagram, kind of in the beginning of their origins. So she shared with me their Instagram, and I was like full Facebook. I was not ready to take the Instagram leap. I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to learn this whole new platform in order to follow these really amazing wahine doing really amazing work. And I was like, okay, fine. Like, I'll learn the Instagram. And so got on there and just saw what they were doing. I saw that they were providing birth services for Kanaka wahine, like myself, for free, like all free services. And I was like, what? They didn't go through like this, all this red tape and, you know, traveling to away from their homes in order to fill the need that they very clearly recognized. And that was really inspiring. So I just followed them on Instagram, and probably for like 2 years before I saw that they were opening up this mentorship program, this Ka'amana mentorship program, which would train wahine to be ko'okua, to be birth support people. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's the pathway. That's what I was looking for. So put in the application, and this was like 2022, I want to say. So we'd already gone through COVID, and, I had already participated in a lot of like virtual learning, which was like the amazing thing that came from COVID. So I was like, okay, yeah, I can do this. Work with this organization that's based on Maui from Kauai, be home with my new babies, and put in my application. I got an email back shortly later saying, we want to know more. Let's do an interview. And it's like, oh my gosh. So that was really, that was huge. Very exciting moment for me. I was just talking to my kane recently, and he was recalling like witnessing my excitement, just getting that call saying, we want to know more about you. So that was really cool. So the day of that interview, I got to spend with my niece, and we celebrated her pregnancy at her baby shower. So I just got to be around like all this mama love and all this like wahine love. My kane made me a lei to kind of like sit in that energy and raise those intentions for positive outcomes for this interview that was going to be happening later that night. And it worked. I had the interview, and shortly after that, they were like, you're in. We'd love to have you. So that's how I got into it. That's how I got into that mentorship program.
Well, that's beautiful. Thanks for sharing about how this path opened up in front of you. I wonder if you could now describe what the mentorship program actually looked like. You know, what was the format, the training, the cohort, that kind of thing?
Yeah, of course. So what the mentorship looked like was we ended up with 5 graduates. Originally, there were 6 mentees. 5 of us graduated. And it was a year-long program. We met minimum twice a month. So we would have one big workshop, maybe a couple hours long. And those workshops were like about childbirth education, indigenous breastfeeding, maternal mental health. We met with Alohilani Naipaul, and she is a anti-diet dietitian, which I loved. So she did two different workshops with us. And that was one of the highlights for me as far as like the workshops went. She shared prenatal and postpartum nutrition from a Kanaka perspective, how to introduce ancestral foods, the idea of even if you don't have access to ancestral foods, bringing your kupuna with you to the grocery store, and just kind of thinking about, you know, our roots and where we're getting our nutrition from while we're hapai, and how it not only like feeds us our kino nutritionally, but also, you know, our spirit and our connection to place, through nutrition, which I loved. Another workshop we did with Dr. Kalena Lanuza, and she owns Mana Mental Health, and she operates from Turtle Island, serving Kanaka Olivi folks, which was super inspiring. So the mental health aspect of birth work was really intriguing too in that learning process. So we'd have these workshops, and then we'd have another meeting shortly after to kind of dive into the learning that happened during the workshop. So those were our two like mandatory a month meetings. And then Malia Kaupe, she was our mentor, and still is. She's going to be like my forever mentor, I think. But she would have one-on-ones, super open to any time we needed to unpack what we learned, maybe in a smaller group, just maybe she and I, because a lot of it was very triggering. A lot of the learning that took place for all of us in the mentorship program brought up some past traumas, some past things that we were all kind of going through and healing from. So Malia made herself available to work through those types of topics as well, which is really important, really special. So lots of one-on-ones with her. And then we had like this killer reading list. The books that we weren't required to read all of them. We got to choose maybe three from a certain topic. But those, like, I'm still checking them off of my list for life, just beyond the mentorship program. So if all I took from this mentorship program was their suggested reading list, done. It was great. Birth Partner by Penny Simpkin was one really amazing one, but I think my favorite was Medical Apartheid by Harriet Washington. And this one had to do with medical experimentation on enslaved Black women. And that was eye-opening, infuriating. No way you can put that book down without just being pissed. but important. It's important to kind of be angry about some things too, yeah, and sit with that. So yeah, year long, lots of reading. And then the program ended with an in-person workshop with Malia on Maui that involved like labor positions and pain relief, how Ko'okua can support mama through transition and through birth. So that one had to be hands-on in person. We couldn't do that one virtually. And then it ended with a really beautiful, intimate graduation ceremony where we all presented a final project.
It sounds like a really nourishing and rich program. And speaking from your own experience of being someone who's been able to directly benefit from Kalao Ke Kahuli's work, I'm curious what about this work feels really important or exciting for the community right now.
I think that we're all in this place that is outrageously expensive to live and raise a family in. And it's unfortunate that the people of this place have some of the highest numbers of birth disparities in their own homes. Yeah. So I think that for Kalao Ke Kahuli, for these wahine to be able to provide culturally sensitive and culturally rooted care to folks that have really been experiencing for 250 years now, this oppression and this attempt to strip away our practices, for them to have an option to receive care from a perspective that's their own for free is pretty special. Being able to not have to explain your culture or why certain practices are important is pretty special. I know that for myself, being Hapai again, this is my first pregnancy since completing the mentorship program, right? I'll go into the doctor's office for like routine checkups and we won't talk about anything but gestational diabetes. Whole time, doctor is locked into their computer. We won't have a conversation about anything but that, which I realized at my last appointment that that's what was happening. And there was so much missing from like my relationship with my doctor, that I found, you know, my ko'okua, my kane, he fills that. My best friends, my family members, they fill that. But I know that I can't expect that kind of understanding with my OB. Yeah, so that's something that's pretty special that Kalao Ke Kahuli can provide.
Well, thank you for sharing about that. I'm wondering kind of if there were any moments either in the program or since, if there have been any moments that particularly surprised you throughout this whole process.
One thing that one philosophy that I've heard that I love is when wahine feel safe, keiki are fed, and kupuna are comfortable. And this is something that I've always wanted to work towards and participate in, because I feel like that's just like this beautiful key of what a healthy, surviving community looks like and how we achieve that healthy, thriving community. First and foremost, like, we take care of our wahine, because when they feel safe, everyone benefits from that. Everyone gets to be fed and comfortable and feel that love. And in that philosophy, it's interesting because we talk about wahine, we talk about keiki, we talk about kupuna, but we're also talking about kane too, but not saying it directly, not using kane directly, but it is indirectly. We're still talking about their role in supporting wahine for the benefit of all of us, for the benefit of keiki, kupuna, and aina. So I feel like being able to participate in the complete wellness of wahine, and what it feels like to be able to support wahine, is like the best form of like payment in what it is that I do. I love being able to lift up ohana and community this way.
I feel like you started to touch on this a little bit there with this kind of alternate vision of community when wahine are supported and cared for. And I wonder maybe if you could just maybe expand on that a little bit and talk a bit about both what you see being next for you in this work, how you see yourself continuing in this work, and also, you know, how you hope to see this work grow in the community.
Yeah. For Kōkua work, we can look at that kind of support as being like prenatal, birth, postpartum. And a lot of times it's that prenatal and birth support that gets the most attention. And after baby's born, we tend to, like, as a society, tend to forget about mama. And it kind of becomes all about baby. And baby's great. Baby's great. Everybody loves the baby. But as a mama who's sleep deprived and sore chichis from nursing 15 times a day, she ends up oftentimes being forgotten about. So my goal with Kalao Ke Kahuli right now, kind of my kuleana, is to offer postpartum care in this new program that we've got going on called Hanai Pono. So Hanai Pono is like a Pono parenting home visiting program where we encourage mama or makua, whoever it is, loving on that baby, to trust their na'au, to trust their natural instinct to parent, and kind of quiet all of these other voices, unsolicited advice that they might be getting from everywhere, and trust and give them confidence to trust in their own natural parenting skills. So I'm really excited about this direction that we're taking, because it does go hand in hand with the work that we've already been doing for the last few years. And it's just kind of another branch off of that same tree. So Hanaipono is going to be pulling from all that rich Ike Kupuna that we've been given through Olelo Noeau and Enti Lynette Paglina Wan, Enti Mary Kavena Pukui. So folks that shared all of this Ike. So we'll be pulling from that, as well as secure attachment theory style parenting. And this goes hand in hand with what we were talking about when Wahine feels safe, and in safety, like safe to parent the way that they want to, and the way that like our bodies were designed to. And when I say designed, like really designed, like when I'm in a store and I'm nursing, and let's say I ran to the store, baby's at home with daddy. I ran to the store and I'm in aisle 5 and I hear a baby crying in aisle 10. Like my milk comes down. Your chi-chis are like, oh my gosh, there's a baby in need. We need to feed this baby. And all of a sudden, you know, I'm walking through the store and I'm leaking milk all over the place because my body knows. So that's what I mean when I say like we were designed to be responsive caregivers to babies. So if I can help mamas step into that and know that and be confident in that, then that's pretty important special work. And then we're kind of doing away with this colonized idea of parenting where, you know, oh, don't pick up the baby so much, you're going to spoil him. Like, that's not a thing. That's not a thing. And it certainly wasn't our thing as Kanaka. Lick-ins, that's not a thing. That's not a Hawaii thing. That has never been a practice prior to 1778 and missionaries showing up here. It's that saying, spare the rod, spoil the child. Not a thing. Should not be a thing. So those are not Hawaii practices. So Hanaipono will help folks get back to that Ike Kupuna that Mary Kavena Pukui is talking about.
Thank you so much for sharing about those updates. And it's exciting to hear that this area of postpartum care is being expanded at Kalao Ke Kahuli, and the work is continuing to grow. Kahea, is there anything else you'd like to share about either your experience in the program or about the work of Kalao Ke Kahuli?
If anyone wants to get in touch, we have a Kalao Ke Kahuli Instagram page, in one way that you can kind of raise awareness and spread the word would be through that Instagram. On our website, kalaokekahuli.org, if you're interested in any of our services, there's a request form there you can find. I think that those would be the best ways to connect and stay engaged.
Awesome. Well, really excited to hear these updates on how the program is branching out, and excited to see, how it continues to develop. Mahalo for taking the time to share your personal experience with us too. I feel like that's been a real gift. So mahalo.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to share this virtual space. We'll meet one day face to face, but for now, this is enough. And it was a pleasure meeting with you guys.
Mahalo.
Aloha.
Hawaii Rising is a podcast from the Hawaii People's Fund, produced by me.
And me.
With additional support from
Mickey.
Our theme music is Revolutionary, from the band Ukla the Mock, written and sung by Mickey Hui Hui. A big thank you to our community supporters and to you, our audience, for listening.
A hui ho.